Hi, my name is Kelly Walters. I'm a PhD candidate at Michigan State University working with Roberto Lopez. And today I'm here to share some of our research on how temperature and daily light integral influence the growth, development, and color of purple basil, sage, and spearmint. So with that, first, why culinary herbs? Well, they're pretty popular, like this pesto that I made from one of my failed research replications. Secondly, production. Culinary herbs can be readily produced in controlled environments, either in potted production, like this picture here, or in hydroponic production, in systems similar to other leafy greens. And then thirdly, there's some post-harvest considerations. Crops like basil are sensitive to chilling injury, and some of the other crops, we want to get it to the consumers quickly to make sure they have high-quality produce with the characteristic flavor that we are looking for from culinary herbs. So the overall goal of our research is to improve crop quality, but while maintaining yield, because ultimately our growers have a certain amount of production area, and when you go to the grocery store, culinary herbs are usually sold in some type of clamshell by the weight. So the two parameters that we are manipulating in this experiment, the first is daily light integral, and the second is average daily temperature. So most of you probably know what daily light integral is, but for those of you who don't, it is kind of like the rain gauge of light. So daily light integral is the total amount of photons between 400 and 700 nanometers in 1 square meter area over the course of a day. Our second parameter is average daily temperature. And to understand our results, first, we have to understand the temperature response curve. And the temperature response curve has temperature on the x-axis, and on the y-axis, we have growth rate. So a hypothetical temperature response curve could look something like this. So at this point here, we have the base temperature. As we increase the temperature above the base temperature, the growth rate increases rather linearly until we reach an optimum temperature. And this is the point at which the growth rate is maximum. As we further increase the temperature, the growth rate decreases until we reach a maximum temperature. Above this point, the growth rate ceases. So say this is our temperature response curve if we are growing the plants under a high daily light integral. What happens if we change that daily light integral? Well, our original hypothesis and what we found with sweet basil was that this optimum temperature is less when we have a lower daily light integral. So the objective of our research, whoops, a little too fast. The objective of our research was to determine how daily light integral and average daily temperature influence the growth, development, and color of purple basil, sage, and spearmint. So first we have the propagation stage. We sowed purple basil, dark opal, and sage seedlings, and we used spearmint cuttings. We used rock wool cubes, and we irrigated them daily with an EC of 0.78 and a pH of 6.0, and grew them at 23 degrees. After this propagation stage, they were transplanted into the treatments in the greenhouse, into raft hydroponic systems, raft or deep flow technique. These were modular raft systems, 1 meter by 2 meters, and there were 36 plants per raft, and the species were blocked in each raft. And the electrical conductivity was 1.56, and the pH was 6.0, and this was adjusted daily to maintain these targets. We created a 16-hour photo period using high-pressure sodium supplemental lighting. We used the HPS lighting to create our target DLIs as well, which I will be talking about shortly. So our two main treatments, first, daily light integral. So we had three target daily light integrals, 7, 10, and 14 moles per meter squared per day. Between replications, we ended up with daily light integrals ranging from 6 to 18, and you'll see that later on. And we achieved these daily light integrals by utilizing shade cloth, so either no shade, shade cloth that intercepted 30% of the light, or shade cloth that intercepted 50% of the light. Whoops, the second parameter was average daily temperature. So we had five different target average daily temperatures, 23, 26, 29, 32, and 35 degrees Celsius. And this was achieved by utilizing individual greenhouse compartments. So we had five different individual greenhouse compartments, and each compartment had three different raft hydroponic systems with different daily light integrals. So moving on to results. First, we'll discuss sage fresh mass. So this is a surface regression plot, and it gets kind of messy, so we'll pull out a few plants to explain what's going on here. So this sage plant here was grown with a lower average daily temperature of about 23 degrees and a daily light integral of about 6. And it has a fresh mass of 32 grams. If we increase the average daily temperature to 29 degrees, we have a similar fresh mass of 35 grams. If we further increase that average daily temperature, however, the fresh mass decreases. So the optimal average daily temperature for sage is between 23 and 29 degrees Celsius when the daily light integral is low. So if you have a high average daily temperature, and say you're growing here in Las Vegas where it's really hot and you're still cooling but you can't cool it below 35, you may think, how can we increase the fresh mass? And you may try to increase the daily light integral. If you increase the daily light integral to 18, you still have a similar fresh mass. So both of these plants have a mass of about 13 grams. However, we found that if you either lower or increase the daily light integral to about 11, you'll have a fresh mass of about 20 grams, so a little bit higher. So if you cannot reduce the temperature, having a daily light integral of around 11 will result in the most fresh mass. If you have a lower average daily temperature of, say, 23 degrees, and you increase the daily light integral, the fresh mass will double from to about 60 grams. Similarly, if you have a high daily light integral and you reduce the temperature, you will have an increase in fresh mass. With sage, we had quite a bit of variation between plants. So we think in the future, if we use cuttings, we may have less variation, plant-to-plant variation. But what we found is that temperatures between 23 to 29 degrees and daily light integrals from 14 to 18 resulted in similar fresh mass. Next, mint. So notice the daily light integral and average daily temperature axis shift on this graph. That's just for how the plots came out. So if we have a low daily light integral and a low average daily temperature, we have this mint plant here. And that weighs about 13 grams. If we increase the average daily temperature to about 29 degrees, we have a 9-gram increase in fresh mass. However, if you further increase the average daily temperature, we have a 9-gram reduction in fresh mass. So about 29 degrees is the optimal temperature for mint grown with a low daily light integral. So again, if you have the high average daily temperature and you increase the daily light integral, you will have a small increase in fresh mass of about 8 grams. However, maybe a more to gain a larger fresh mass, if you have a lower average daily temperature and increase your daily light integral, you will quadruple your fresh mass from 13 to just over 50 grams. And if you have a high daily light integral of 18 and you increase the average daily temperature to about 29 degrees, you will have a further increase in fresh mass. So with mint, the optimal the optimal average daily temperature is about 29 degrees regardless of daily light integral. So moving on to purple basil. Again, we'll start with low average daily temperature, low daily light integral. If we increase the daily light integral to 18, we have a large increase in fresh mass from about 9 grams to around 40 grams. If we increase the average daily temperature, we have a similar increase in fresh mass. However, you can tell these plants look vastly different. So branch number, this is, for sake of time, the only time I'm going to mention branch number, but branch number is much higher as you increase the average daily temperature. But what's even more obvious than branch number is the color of the purple basil. So why are we growing purple basil compared to green basil? We're growing it for the color. It doesn't grow faster than green basil. So increasing the daily light integral is probably a better strategy to increase your fresh mass than increasing average daily temperature when you're trying to get a purple basil. So to look into that more, we actually measured the color of the purple basil, and these numbers refer to the hue angle. So that's from 0 to 360. So 120 is more green, and 360 to 0, around that range, is more red, and in this case, more purple. So you can tell that the plants grown around 23 degrees were more purple, and the plant grown at 35 degrees was very green. So if we have a high daily light integral and we increase the temperature, we again still see an increase in fresh mass, but again, the plant is very green. And if we further increase the temperature above 32 degrees, when the daily light integral is high, we see a slight reduction in fresh mass from about 100 grams per plant to around 90 grams per plant. So for purple basil, if you are just looking at fresh mass, when the daily light integral is high, the optimal average daily temperature is around 32 degrees, but when the daily light integral is low, the optimal temperature for fresh mass production is 35 degrees. However, if we're growing these plants based on color, that gets a little bit more complicated, and lower temperatures would probably be preferred. Or you should just grow green basil, a different cultivar. So another parameter that I wanted to mention is leaf area. So what we found across all three of these species, mint, sage, and purple basil, is that in general, as the average daily temperature increased, the area of the leaves decreased, individual leaves. So we measured the four most newly mature leaves. So depending on your market, if you want larger or smaller leaves, the average daily temperature can affect this. So in conclusion, increasing the daily light integral can result in an increase in fresh mass, with the exception of sage at high temperatures, at 35 degrees. Then you want to shoot for a daily light integral of about 11. So if you're in a sunny place, such as Las Vegas, shading might be necessary. Secondly, increasing the temperature to 23 or 24 to 29 for sage, 29 degrees for mint, and 35 degrees when the daily light integral is lower for basil, and for purple basil, and 32 degrees when the daily light integral is high. Again, with purple basil, there's a balance between biomass and color, and this would be up to the individual grower. So depending on, how purple does their basil need to be. So with increasing temperature, the basil is less purple, and increasing the daily light integral may be a better strategy to increase biomass of purple basil than using temperature. With that, I'd like to thank, increasing temperature results in smaller leaves. So with that, I'd like to thank all of the people and organizations that have helped support my research. And are there any questions? Yeah. So for purple basil, is there anything about the color that gives it any nutritional properties? Is that so? So the color is largely attributed to anthocyanins. So those are antioxidants.
Thank you very much.